This is Steve Robbins. Welcome to the Get It Done Guys, quick and dirty tips to work less and do more. Management. I just love management. At least I love it when it's done right. My good friend Pat Productive led a team of 12 happy employees for over a decade. Through good times and bad times, they delivered rock-solid products to happy customers. Pat was the rock star of the division. The team delivered concrete results, and they never rocked the boat. Until the reorg happened. Pat was transferred to report to Bossy McManager. You know that out of 7 billion people, someone has named their kid that. Bossy McManager cared. Bossy cared a lot. Cared too much about every single detail, no matter how unimportant. Bossy would re-examine the team's every decision and offer helpful corrections. And by corrections, I mean Bossy would dictate a different way of doing things. Despite 12 years of a super happy career, in just 3 months, half of the team had quit. Morale had plummeted, and Pat asked for my help. Well, I suggested giving Bossy McManager a peace offering. Maybe a full-grown carnivorous Audrey II as a tasteful office decoration. Pat didn't like that suggestion and quit instead. Just like that, the company's most amazing 12-year team was destroyed, all by Bossy McManager's micromanaging. So here are my 6 tips to help you avoid micromanaging. Understand that management happens at many levels. A lot of people think that managers are bosses. They think a manager's job is to boss people around. And who doesn't like to be bossed around, right? Wrong. When your schmoopy asks what you want for your birthday, you don't say, "I want to be bossed around." Well, some of you do, but that has nothing to do with work. People don't want to be bossed around, but they do want managers to provide direction. Different people need direction at different levels of detail. If Aaron Expert has run a dozen project launches, you probably just need to say, "Hey Aaron, please launch our latest line of Play-Doh-based electronic erector sets." They can take it from there. When you check in on them, you can ask big picture questions. Where will our initial launch be? What is our media mix? Is computer scientist Grace Hopper available for an endorsement? The less experienced Norton newbie may need more detailed direction. First, you choose the cities where we'll sell the erector sets. Next, schedule a launch party. Finally, invite the press to get favorable media coverage. You'll check in on Norton with lots of detailed questions, and you might make specific recommendations about what to do. Why did you choose Schenectady for the launch? Please choose a city that's easier to spell. You invited the press by email using an ugly font. Format future email using Palatino. Norton will be grateful that you're helping them do a good job at something new. Match your employees' level of thinking. Pat's team didn't need detailed directions. They'd been delivering for over a decade, they were successful, they were tight, they just needed the big picture, and they could do the rest. But Bossy McManager insisted on giving detailed direction to people who already knew what they were doing. So they became resentful and they lost patience. When someone's used to filling in their own details and you insist that they do things your way, you've got a recipe for conflict. That's why micromanaging is a problem. Do too much of it, and you'll discover that employee turnover is more than just a pastry from Mrs. Lovett's pie shop. Decide how closely to manage by taking your cue from Goldilocks. Goldilocks and the Three Bears is not really about bears. It's about resource optimization, ownership, economic justice, and appropriate punishment for breaking and entering. The bears hardly ever appear in the story, but Goldilocks looms large. Once she had picked the locks and entered the bear's house, Goldie tried a bowl of porridge. It was too hot. The second bowl was too cold, but the third was just right. A thief with a discriminating palate. The reality TV show writes itself. You don't want to micromanage. Like porridge that's too hot, micromanaging is too much. You'll demoralize your team and you'll drive them crazy imposing your details on their work. You don't want to undermanage. That's managing too little. It's cold porridge. Your team may be paralyzed, not knowing what to do next. You want to manage just right. If you aren't managing just right, people won't necessarily tell you. They may be afraid of your terrible and mighty wrath. They may think they're wrong for not being able to follow your guidance, or they may not even realize that things could be better with different management. It's up to you to raise the issue. Which brings me to my next tip. Ask your employees what they need. When you get a new employee, ask how much management they need to do their job best, and then adapt to their needs. Instead of being the obnoxious Bossy McManager, you'll be the spectacular Stacy Supportive. Ask what works for them. How often would you like to touch base? Where would you like me to make recommendations, and where would you prefer that I be hands-off? Harvard Business Review even presents research that the most effective way to manage is to give someone clear goals and then let them decide how they'll reach them. You just need to know how detailed those goals should be. Whatever they tell you, try it for a few weeks. Find out if they really deliver under that level of management. If so, you're off and running. check in about management style. Your team members might be wrong about how they work best. Not everyone knows their own work style. So check in regularly and adjust course. Ask, am I checking in too often, not often enough, just right? And where would you like me to be more hands-on or more hands-off? If they give you an answer you disagree with, bite your tongue hard. Smile pleasantly and agree. This isn't about your needs. As a manager, your job is satisfying their needs. You're Stacy supportive, remember? Do another cycle and see if the tune-up helps them improve. Know that you might disagree. Your job may be satisfying their needs, but you do have needs of your own, and you need to manage yourself during this process. If you're a details person, you might give detailed direction, and then if your team does things differently from how you'd do them, you might find that it drives you nuts. And that's okay. You're not supposed to agree with how they do things. My very first boss told me, if we agree on everything, then one of us is redundant. That scared me. Take it to heart. In this case, you might be the redundant one, and that's okay. If you're doing your job perfectly as a manager, your team should be able to get along without you for the most part. Your job is coordination, not direction. Check progress and results. Even though you shouldn't overmanage how people are doing things, you should check in about progress. My favorite unobtrusive check-in is the 5-minute daily check-in from episode 359. It lets you track progress in a non-obtrusive, non-judgmental way. After they've finished a job, evaluate how well they did, and if they did a worse job than you would have, help them understand how to improve. If they did a better job than you would have, acknowledge it, and learn so you can do better in the future. Either way, if the job they did is acceptable, tell them they did a good job, because at the end of the day, they did, even if it wasn't how you would do them. If they did wrong, coach them. Sometimes your fears do come to pass. Your team member forgets a crucial detail, they did things the wrong way, and they didn't recover, so they did not deliver an acceptable outcome. If you've already made several course corrections, there may be a deeper problem than management style. They might be in the wrong job. They might need training. You might be giving them the wrong goals, or you might be communicating the goals in a way that's unclear. But if it's the first or second course correction, point out that they may need more detailed management than they thought, and then work with them to redesign for the next go-around. Ideally, you'll be Goldilocks, minus the breaking and entering. You'll be just right at managing your employees. You'll be as hands-on or hands-off as they need. Negotiate how often you check in and how directive you should be. Make adjustments for each person until you find the sweet spot. And if Bossy McManager had known this, they would still have a happy team led by Pat Productive. And from here on out, you'll be able to customize your management style so that your team can shoot for the moon, and they won't miss. I'm Steve Robbins. Follow Get It Done Guy on Twitter and Facebook. If you're an executive, manager, or sales professional and you want a partner to help you get even better at what you do, hire me as your coach. Learn more at steverrobbins.com. Work less, do more, and have a great life.